This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in the Middle East this week for his first experience in shuttle diplomacy. He's literally shuttling between Qatar and its neighbors, trying to get negotiations going and restore some of those economic relationships. Last month, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt cut diplomatic ties with Qatar, which meant trouble for Qatari businesses and, as it turns out, in the short term anyway, the global supply of helium. Sarah Zhang has been covering this story for The Atlantic. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Why don't you run down the list of things for me that we need helium for other than, like, birthday party balloons?
Yeah, helium is actually surprisingly important in a lot of things, right? So it's one of the lightest elements. So that means scientists and doctors use it in, like, MRI scanners. Mm-hmm. It's also used in the Large Hadron Collider. It's also really good for using in making semiconductors that are in your computer chips. And, of course, it's really light, as we all know. So it's used in airships and helium balloons.
And those balloons, yeah. Tell me now how this crisis of sorts between Qatar and its Gulf neighbors is factoring into the global helium market.
Yeah, so Qatar is one of the largest suppliers of helium. It's actually second right behind the U.S., supplies about a third of the world's helium. Hmm. And what it usually does is that it sends its helium to Saudi Arabia and then to the UAE, where it leaves a big port in these specialized containers that goes out to Singapore and the rest of the world. So Saudi Arabia and UAE have cut off that route. So it did result in a kind of a short-term ending in production, but it's since restarted. They found another way to get it through, but the port is smaller, the boats are smaller. And because liquid helium is really, really cold, those containers also have to be really, really cold. And you can't just cool them down right away because they'll crack. So they had to have to, like, slowly cool over days.
So what has happened then to helium prices? I mean, have we seen it reflected in prices in the global market?
So this has been a pretty short-term hiccup. But the larger context here is that there's been a lot of instability and drama in the helium market in the past few years. Qatar actually only started producing helium around 2013 after a bunch of shortages. So Qatar wasn't really seen as a place that was super risky politically, but now they're starting to really, really reevaluate that and hope that there might be other sources of helium elsewhere in the world.
And it's a little bit of an inelastic supply, right? You can only get more helium by getting more natural gas out of the ground, and that creates its own supply chain problems.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So one of the reasons the U.S. and actually Qatar are the two biggest producers of helium is because they make a lot of natural gas. So helium is kind of present in, like, really, really low quantities in natural gas. In Qatar, it's about 0.05% of natural gas. Hmm. So usually, in a lot of cases, you know, it's just kind of vented off as waste because it's not enough to really make any money from it. But because Qatar produces so much natural gas and they do something called liquefying it, they're able to actually produce enough helium to make some money on it.
We should be clear here that there is plenty of helium out there in the world. It's not like we're running out. It's a supply chain thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's plenty of helium on Earth. It's one of the most abundant elements in the universe. So there's a lot of helium in the universe. So there has been a really exciting development in the helium world, which is a discovery.
I love that you're excited about it. That's great.
The industry is really excited. A discovery announced last year, actually a rediscovery. People are looking at old British maps, and they found there's actually a huge helium deposit in Tanzania. And here, wow, the helium is actually high enough that you could extract it just for the helium alone. So people are hoping that maybe we could do that, and that can be acting as a buffer against other supply shocks in the future.
And are things calming down now in light of the Qatar situation?
Well, with respect to helium, yes. And the other parts, not so much.
Right, of course. Sarah Zhang, she writes for The Atlantic most recently about the global helium market. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.